The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a special Tuesday edition of Inside the Huddle. I'm your host, Sammy Jacobs. TJ is on vacation, so hopefully he's enjoying his time away from work. And we're here to talk about IU football. Matt Weaver from Pigs.com is going to join us right now. Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing excellent. We had some news come out of Bloomington yesterday on the football side. We have Wesley Green, a transfer from South Carolina, pledged his commitment to IU and will be joining the team and be eligible for the 2016 season. Matt, can you tell us a little bit about Wesley, why he left South Carolina and what he brings to Indiana?
Well, as far as the details following his departure, I mean, it's kind of vague. I mean, it was basically a statement where they said that him and South Carolina said they mutually agreed to part ways. I think there was an off-the-field issue, him and maybe a small amount of marijuana. Don't know all the details on that. But, you know, so from everything that we've read, I don't think he's a bad kid. Maybe he made a mistake. I mean, you know, stuff happens. Big-time player. I mean, Indiana recruited him out of high school. He was on our site Rivals. He was a four-star, I think ranked like 208 in the nation overall, so a top 250 player. Had offers from basically everybody across the country, who's who of college football programs. Ended up narrowing it down, I think, to like South Carolina, Georgia, and I want to say Ole Miss, and obviously picked South Carolina, and was, you know, in the two deep on their depth chart coming out of spring ball. So, sounds like he had a pretty good, you know, freshman year. He redshirted last year, and like you said, he'll have to sit out this season. But 3 years to play, three starting next year, and it's basically kind of like picking up a really, really good JUCO player, you know, but who will be a part of your team this fall. So it's a really good get. It's kind of interesting. You know, we've you know, the secondary this year is a little bit of a concern, but. Now you had Wesley Green, you had Jamie Thompson, he'll be coming in next year, and then A'shaun Riggins, who's committed. And the corner and DB group next year could be go from kind of a unknown or kind of a concern to maybe one of the a bigger strengths on the team.
Right, and it's kind of takes a blow that he has to sit out a year because of the transfer rules. But speaking on these cornerbacks and the secondary on this team, who is – you know, stood out in the last couple of days. I know Big Ten Network just tweeted out something that Fant wasn't running with the ones. How do you think this secondary for this year shapes up?
Well, I mean, I think it's right now, I think they're still kind of trying to figure that out. I mean, the one constant that seems to be from spring ball and then the first, you know, two and a half, 3 weeks of fall camp is, you know, Ben Balk, the former walk-on, has kind of been the one guy who's been a constant, at least up there at the top of the depth chart. So it seems like the staff appears to really like him. I saw that tweet, too, from I think it was Tom Deanhart. You know, it's good to see Padmore up there because when I was there last week, he did not appear to be in the two deep. Now, it's kind of hard to tell because they rotate guys. You know how that is at practice. So sometimes it's kind of hard to tell. But, you know, I've said on our board that to me, Fant and Padmore are the keys to the corners this fall because they're the returning guys. They, you know, Padmore has yet to play on the defense. I mean, he's played a little bit maybe on special teams, but they've been here. This is their third year in the program, and you need your veteran players to be contributors. I mean, you can't keep playing freshmen every year. I mean, you're going to play some here and there, but it's hard to rely on a bunch of freshmen, especially at a spot like corner. So it would be great to see those guys really going into the season playing well and up there in the top two or three. You're going to play, he mentioned their top three corners. You're going to, in today's day and age, you're going to play three corners with all the spread offenses and teams going to four and five wideouts. So the fact that Fant's up there tells me, I mean, you know, technically it may not be first team, but he's up there with the working with the first team So that to me is good to see. And then, you know, hopefully these freshmen, Devontae Williams, Tyler Green, Andre Brown, you know, they can continue to come along and get experience because they have all three have big time ability. It's just they're brand new. They're learning the position and they're learning what it takes to play at this level. But you know, there's potential, but to me that's the big question mark for this season is the secondary.
Yeah, the secondary is definitely going to be a concern, and I could see they do rotate a lot in practice. And I could see even that those first two games they rotate in, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys just to get them game reps. And, you know, everybody says that the college game is so much faster than high school, and they have the big matchup against the powerful Western Kentucky team in week 3. So those game reps in week 1 and week 2 become that much more important. Matt, we're going to switch the offensive side of the ball. Wide receiver is also a concern for IU. They struggled last year, partly due to inexperience, partly due to losing Nate Sudfeld at quarterback. Who has stepped up? I know, you know, it was weird not hearing Dom Booth's name in Kevin Wilson's press conference the other day. So who's stepping up to be the ones and twos across the wide receiving core?
Well, even before he said it yesterday, I mean, he mentioned Ricky Jones and Simi Cobbs, and those are the two guys that when I've been at practice that I've noticed. Now, obviously, you know, Simi Cobbs played last year, and really towards the last half of the season, he kind of struggled with drops. I mean, when you watch him, you know, he's got everything you're looking for. He's a big, tall, long, athletic guy, and he has shown the ability to make some catches, make some tough catches. So to me, that's probably kind of just a maturity and kind of a concentration issue that'll come as he you know gets older and matures as a player. Ricky Jones is finally healthy. I think that's the biggest thing with him. You know, talking with one of the staff members at practice, you know, he came in and they were so excited about him his true freshman year. He played in the first game, and then the week after the first game, he broke his ankle or broke his foot. I can't remember the exact injury, but and then he just had multiple injuries to that foot or ankle since then. And now he's finally healthy and he's showing what he can do, and he's having a good camp. You know, in the slot, you got a couple of former walk-ons in Mitchell Page and Damon Graham, guys who've been around. You know, not going to probably wow people with their athleticism or their speed, but steady guys who, you know the offense and you know, hopefully when the ball comes their way, they make a play. And then, you know, Nick Westbrook looks like a guy who's going to be a really good player. I know the staff really likes him. Leon Thornton's another guy they like, and he looks really good as well. And I think you also see Jordan Fuchs and Anthony Corsaro used kind of in that slot receiver role, which gives Indiana, you know, a nice matchup against opposing DBs or linebackers, whoever that is they put out there to try to cover them. So, to me, wide receiver is a concern. It's a smaller concern for me than DB, just because there's more numbers there, and you also have some guys who do have some game experience. And plus, I think it's easier for a new guy to come in and play on offense at receiver than it is to come in, than it is to play on defense as a freshman. But these guys are going to have to catch up quick because, you know, the passing game has got to improve this year. There's no doubt about that. That's an easy thing to say. It's got to be better. And I think with Nate healthy, it will be, but will it be to the level they need it to be? That kind of remains to be seen, and we'll find out early.
Well, also the running game, they lose Tevin Coleman. You know, the passing game's that much more important, but how is Jordan Howard and Devine Redding and the rest of those running backs? You know, it looks like, you know, being down at practice, it looks like Devine's got most of the reps, but it looks like they're going to go, you know, 3 or 4 running backs during a game. How have they looked in the last, you know, couple days?
Oh, I think the running back group is a good group. I mean, there's no Tevin Coleman, but I mean there's a bunch of teams across the country who don't have a Tevin Coleman. I mean, you know, he was a special talent and a special player, and guys like that don't come along, you know, all the time. So, but they've got a good group. I said this, and Coach McCullough, you know, said this when I talked to him last week, that he thinks this is his best group he's had here, and I think top to bottom it is. And even without there not being a Tevin Coleman, I think there's better depth. From top to bottom, there's 4 or 5 guys that you could make a case for to be, you know, one of the top 2 running backs. You know, I think this year, whoever the starter is, to me, is kind of, I mean, you know, I know fans get caught up in that, but I think it's going to be a lot more evenly split as far as carries. You know, last year Tevin got, you know, I don't know the percentage, but you probably say 2/3 of the carries most games. And this year I think it'll be more of a 50-50 split, or, you know, if there's a third guy, you know, he'll get a little bit of it too. But, I think Jordan Howard is going to be good. I think he was a tad heavy coming into camp. But, you know, there was a tweet today from one of the Big Ten guys. I think it was Dean Hart, said he's looking good at practice. And when I've seen him, he looks good. Devine Redding is at a very good fall camp. His one bugaboo is a tendency to put the ball on the turf, which, you know, obviously is a big, big no-no. You can't have turnovers because, especially with Indiana, your margin of error is thin. You can't give the ball up, especially if you're, you know, going in for a score or you're moving the ball. You can't shoot yourself in the foot. And then Ricky Brookins is a guy that really intrigues me. He had a great spring. You know, you saw him out there. He's a slashing guy. He's a walk-on, you know, didn't have a big name coming out of high school from Terre Haute, but he really runs hard. He's got some good athleticism, some good quickness, and I think he's going to be a nice kind of change of pace guy. He's similar to Devine as far as his running style, but a little different. So it'd be a nice change of pace from those two, from Devine and Jordan Howard, when they use Ricky Brookins. And then Alex Rodriguez is a big thumper. Tommy Mister is another guy who I think has looked good. He looks like the Tommy Mister coming out of high school. So it's going to be, getting carries is going to be tough. It's going to be competitive all year long at that position.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, you could see them using 4 or 5 guys, just keep guys fresh, especially with the tempo offense and going against, you know, some of these road graders, you know, defensive lines in the Big Ten. You know, fresh legs always help. So having the ability to go 4 or 5 deep is very important. Well, Matt, thanks for jumping on with us quickly today. Always great talking football with you. Tell the folks where we can follow you on Twitter and read your stuff.
Well, I'm peegs.com, P-E-E-G-S.com. And my Twitter handle is, you know what, I don't even know it offhand. I apologize. I think it's MB underscore Weaver. Yeah, it's at MB underscore Weaver. I should probably memorize that. And so you can, that's where you can follow me on Twitter. You know, and I'd love to have people come by the site and check us out.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday morning, and we'll see you later in the week.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
All right. You're welcome. Well, that just about does it for this special edition of Inside the Huddle. Our next show will be a game preview. We'll have our first preview of Southern Illinois. We'll get into it. We have reached out to a couple of the Southern Illinois writers to learn a little bit more about their program. And we're closing in on game week. We have 11 days until kickoff. And other than that, you know, keep coming back to HoosierHuddle.com. We have content every day. We're starting to pump out our positional previews. We'll have a Southern Illinois preview coming out here shortly. And just keep coming back. We have new content every day, and we'll keep you happy until football season. Anyway, have a great day, Hoosier Nation. Keep up the spirits, and you can follow us on @Hoosier_Huddle. It's HoosierHuddle.com. We're on Facebook. And come by, stop by. We'd love to chat with you. We have had some great comments recently on the site. So don't be shy. We'd love to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.